Hey, I'm Tyler with the Sports Stop. You're here to listen to me talk about sports, right? Okay, let's talk.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. Hope you guys had a great start to your week, had a nice and safe Halloween, and enjoyed some of the NBA and NFL news that's been circulating around. So we have a bonus episode today as we are gonna talk about two things. We're gonna talk about the NFL trade deadline and kind of break down some of the trades. And we're going to talk about the whole Brooklyn Nets situation with Steve Nash and their coaching situation. And what this means for the team and what this means for, you know, the NBA. So let's start with the NBA with Steve Nash and the Nets. So yesterday afternoon, in the middle of the trading deadline for the NFL, the Brooklyn Nets kind of tried to sweep it under the rug with the Steve Nash and Brooklyn Nets. They mutually parted ways. So looks like Brooklyn will have a new head coach, and that is rumored to be Boston head coach or former Boston head coach Ime Udoka. So I don't want to go too far into this. I've kind of already covered it a little bit, but I think Udoka is a great coach. Obviously, he turned around Boston's defense completely. When you look at from the last year of Brad Stevens being the head coach to Ime Udoka in his, you know, second half of the first season that he was there, yes, last year, after the All-Star break, he completely turned that defense around. And he completely turned the Boston Celtics around, because if you look at the first half before the All-Star break, the Boston Celtics were a bad team. And after the All-Star break, they completely flip-flopped. They were arguably the best team after the All-Star break in the second half of that season. And then obviously they went on the run to go to the NBA Finals. And now they did lose it, but they did come very close. And they obviously swept the Brooklyn Nets in the process. They beat the Milwaukee Bucks in the second round. And then they beat the Miami Heat in the, obviously, the conference championship. Or the conference finals. Sorry, I'm thinking about NFL. But, obviously, I think this Brooklyn team is going to be good and decently better with Ime Udoka as the coach. But I think it will take time. So with Udoka inserting his system and, you know, kind of implementing what he wants on that team, I think you're going to see the same type of situation with the Boston Celtics that you did last year. You're going to see the first half of the year is going to be kind of inserting his system and implementing what he wants to see for the team. And then the second half of the year, you're going to see that really come alive on the court. And I think Brooklyn could be a decently scary team if, you know, Kyrie stays on track and injuries don't completely rattle this team. Because I think Ben Simmons will look better. I think Kyrie Irving will be, you know, I don't really worry about him on the court. It's more off the court issues. But I think KD will be more locked in. Ben Simmons is the key to this. That's why I think Brooklyn will be so much better. But that's just my takeaway for the Boston Celtics and Brooklyn Nets, you know, head coaching thing and situation. It is very interesting, though, that Boston is just going to let Udoka walk. And I don't see a reason why they should not let him walk. As to the Celtics are one of the best-looking teams this season thus far. What are they? Probably a top five team this season so far. They're a great team. So I can see why the Celtics would just let him go. It's just kind of interesting how Udoka kind of got out of this, you know, season-long suspension that he was going to have to deal with the Celtics. So that's a very interesting topic that I was kind of looking at. But that is just the situation for the Brooklyn Nets and the head coaching situation. Next, let's go to the NFL trading deadline. Obviously, we're not really going to cover we're going to cover all the trades that happened on Monday and Tuesday, but I'm not going to give out necessary like grades for all this stuff, as to a lot of these players that did get traded were, you know, number three corners or backup running backs or backup defensive ends. So it's not exactly something that's, you know, game changing at all for most of these teams. Now, some of these teams are, or about half of these teams that are in the trade market and that made a trade yesterday are Super Bowl contenders. So let's start off with the first trade. We had the Atlanta Falcons trade with the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo receives safety Dean Marlowe, and Atlanta receives a 7th round pick. Obviously, like I said, we're not really going to cover this in depth, as to you're not going to cover backup safeties and stuff for a bad team. So that is that's a good pick. So Buffalo shores up that secondary. I also saw that Tre'Davious White got activated off the pup list. So Tre'Davious White's coming back. And then Buffalo also fixed their safety issue because of, I can't remember if it was Micah Hyde or Jordan Poyer. One of them was going to be out for the season with an injury. So they shore up their secondary. Next up, the Atlanta Falcons also trade with the Kansas City Chiefs. Atlanta receives cornerback Rashad Fenton. He was like the number two, number three corner for the Chiefs. And Kansas City receives a 7th round pick that's conditional. I think Atlanta is trying to, you know, shore up their secondary and their corner, as AJ Terrell is dealing with a hamstring injury. So it's a nice trade. I like that. Next up, we have the Buffalo Bills. Once again, they are trading with the Indianapolis Colts. And then this one, Buffalo receives Naheem Hines, who is a very good player. He's more of a do-it-all type of player. He's kind of like a, as I could put it, he's like the Walmart or knockoff version of Christian McCaffrey. He's kind of a guy who can, he can be a special teamer guy. He can be a, you know, slot receiver guy. He can be a running back. He can be a receiving back. He's a do-it-all type of player, and that is very key for the Buffalo Bills, as that could be a pretty scary signing if they can figure out how to utilize Raheem Hines right, or Naheem Hines. So Buffalo receives Hines, and Indianapolis receives running back Zach Moss, who is a backup for Buffalo, and a conditional 5th round pick. So I actually really like that trade for Buffalo. It's kind of a win now trade, and I really do like it. It'll make their offense a lot more explosive, and it'll be really good. So Denver Broncos trade with the New York Jets. Denver receives defensive end Jacob Martin and a 5th round pick. In exchange, New York receives a 4th round pick. So Denver shores up their defensive line, and they give up a 5th, or sorry, they get a 5th. And then New York trades up in the draft and gets a 4th. So they essentially traded a defensive end and moved up 1 round in that draft. So Denver does shore up that defensive line that's already good. The Jacksonville Jaguars trade with the Atlanta Falcons. This is one of the bigger trades of the day. The Jacksonville Jaguars get Calvin Ridley, wide receiver, who's a very good wide receiver. Obviously, he was suspended for the season because of the whole gambling situation. Conveniently enough, actually, if you didn't know, Calvin Ridley bet when he got suspended, that game that he did bet on the Falcons was against the Jacksonville Jaguars. So it is kind of a little circle around thing. It's pretty funny. Jacksonville receives Calvin Ridley, and Atlanta receives a conditional 5th and a conditional 2nd round pick. But the 2nd round pick is very, it's very conditional on if Ridley stays on the team, if he secures a long-term deal with that team. So it could be all the way up to a 2nd, but it could be as low as like a 4th round pick or a 5th round pick I saw. So Jacksonville gets another piece and a great wide receiver. The Miami Dolphins trade with the Denver Broncos. this was one of the biggest trades, if not the biggest trade that happened on yesterday. So Miami receives linebacker Bradley Chubb and a fifth round pick, as Denver receives Chase Edmonds, a first round pick, and a fourth round pick. So obviously Denver gets a haul back for Bradley Chubb, and Miami receives Bradley Chubb and a fifth. I actually really like this trade for Denver. I think Denver got a little bit worse on the defensive end because Bradley Chubb, but they did bring in Jacob Martin. And Denver gets some of the draft capital back that they gave up for Russell Wilson that they traded for this offseason. So that was probably the biggest trade of the day. Next up, we have the Pittsburgh Steelers trade with the Washington Commanders. Pittsburgh receives cornerback Williams Jackson III and a 2025 conditional seventh round pick. Washington receives a sixth round pick. Pittsburgh receives a seventh and Washington gets a sixth. So basically, kind of like the trade earlier with the Jets and Broncos, they basically just traded a player to move up one slot or one round in the trade or in the draft. Next up, one of the other bigger trades of the day. The Chicago Bears trade with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields gets another receiver. Chicago receives Chase Claypool, and Pittsburgh receives a second round pick. I really like this trade for Chicago. So now Justin Fields is getting another receiver. So now he has two solid receivers in Darnell Mooney and Chase Claypool. And Pittsburgh gets a second round pick, which I like, as Pittsburgh is a really good team with drafting receivers in skill positions. So they already have plenty, so makes sense. The Minnesota Vikings, this was arguably the biggest trade of the day and the first trade of the day. The Minnesota Vikings trade with the Detroit Lions. The Minnesota Vikings receive TJ Hawkinson, a fourth round pick and a conditional fourth round pick. And then Detroit receives a 2023 second round pick and a third round pick. I really like this trade for Minnesota, as Hawkinson is a kind of a win now player, but he can still play for a couple more years. He's on a pretty decent contract, and Detroit moves up a couple rounds in these drafts. So I really like that trade for Minnesota. I think they got great value for that. And then obviously what happened on Monday, Chicago Bears trade with the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore receives Roquan Smith, and Chicago receives linebacker AJ Keene, 2023 second round pick and a fifth round pick. So Baltimore shores up that defense as Chicago gets a linebacker and some draft capital. So I really like that trade, and I think that was a good one. So overall, it was a pretty busy NFL trade deadline. We had a record 10 trades on Tuesday and on the trade deadline. So obviously it's a record. Teams are trading more than ever and making moves here and there more than ever. So obviously that's what happened. So that's all the trades. Obviously there was also the Robert Quinn trade that happened days before. That happened like last week on like Saturday or something, or Friday. So I didn't cover that one. But obviously he got traded for a fourth round pick. If you didn't know, he went to Philadelphia. So Chicago receives a fourth, and then the Eagles get Robert Quinn. So that is all the trades I have, and that was all the news that really happened. Pretty busy day yesterday between, obviously, the Steve Nash news with the coach and the NFL trade deadline. So I appreciate you guys for listening. Hope you guys are having a great week, and have a great day. Peace.